This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. You're listening to the best of America Tonight.
Today's Congressional Budget Office analysis of the Trump-McConnell health care bill gives us 22 million reasons why this legislation should not see the light of day. What CBO tells us, in truth, is that this bill really has nothing to do with health care.
I want to see, and I speak from the heart. That's what I want to see. I want to see a bill with heart.
Bernie Sanders and the Prez react to the CBO, which blast out health care numbers. That happened Monday in Washington, D.C., and that's where we start. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So Wednesday, hump day, is D-Day for this Senate-proposed health care plan. If it passes, which I truly doubt it will, because more Republican senators, frankly, are bailing on it. But if somehow the ones who want to see it go through convince the others to fumble around in the dark and find their way, that means that they'll try to reconcile that with the House. But I doubt that will happen. I'm not a betting person, but if I was, I would put my money on this one doesn't go through. Very interesting. And there are some other fallout in Washington, D.C., but this is the times we live in, really, since the Trump administration started. Justin Duckham joins us right now from Talk Media News. Justin, we say it all the time, it's like an embarrassment of riches, isn't it, if you're in the media business?
It certainly is, and today was another prime example of that, to say the least.
Yeah, so tell us what happened. The CBO, of course, the Congressional Budget Office, for those who don't know the acronym, throws out that the Senate Republican health care bill would leave 22 million fewer Americans without health insurance. And I know some Republicans who were kind of on the fence reacted and said, I'm not going for the vote. So what do you think happens?
Yeah, I mean, this was bad news. The House version of this sparked a lot of controversy when it showed that 23 million were going to be losing insurance. There was some pressure from the White House to make it less mean, to use the president's words. There were some revisions that were made that were taken into account by the CBO. But nevertheless, this is where we stand right now. So as a result, Mitch McConnell, the majority leader in the Senate, is in a very precarious situation wherein he can only lose three Republican votes in order to do anything on this. So what we saw after the release of this was, at least three senators coming out solidly saying that they are going to oppose the motion to proceed, basically the motion to open it up for a debate to, move forward on this before a final vote, which means that it is effectively stalled. These are Senators Dean Heller from Nevada, Susan Collins from Maine, as well as Rand Paul from Kentucky, who I'm sure all of your listeners are aware of. And, they are doing this for different reasons. Heller and Collins are not satisfied with the insurance loss included in the CBO score, as well as some issues with the Medicaid expansion funds that would be cut. And Rand Paul essentially says that, look, this doesn't do enough to essentially repeal Obamacare, since it includes language that would essentially prohibit states from charging more for people who are, effectively sick. So there really is no magic bullet for this, considering that there are two very drastically different opinions on this, and this is going to be a pretty difficult one to win over. So right now it's pretty much stalled, and, frankly, nobody really knows what's going to happen and if there's anything that they can really do to, save face on this one.
Yeah, because you're getting ready to go for that July 4th recess, and for Trump, that was one of the main tenets that he ran on, repeal and replace Obamacare. So this is a little bit of a ding to the president, isn't it?
It is, certainly, yeah. And, there's sort of this annoying tendency in D.C. to play four-dimensional chess and to presume that when things don't go people's way, that that could all be part of some huge master plan. It's sort of an idea that's, you know, given to Trump quite a bit. But in this situation, I really think there may be some credence to this. You know, Trump today kind of floated the idea, well, look, if we don't get health care reform, you know, the Affordable Care Act is going to implode on its own, especially because there will not be a Senate or a House who are going to, you know, help tweak it or move it along. And Mitch McConnell also gets to, you know, essentially say that he tried, you know, he moved things forward and, you know, just was unable to do it and therefore also, you know, help his party avoid what could be a disastrous vote heading into the 2018 midterms. And, you know, frankly, if you are just sort of a casual observer to this, you're probably, you know, very well aware that the president has put the majority of the blame for this on Democrats, saying that they are obstructionist and are essentially not doing anything to help move it along. And that could be an argument that they could rely on. You know, there could be some, you know, not necessarily honest arguments that could be made heading into the midterms, essentially laying this at the feet of Democrats, saying that, you know, this is why it couldn't happen. It's not our fault, yada, yada, yada. And hopefully, you know, just betting that people won't really look too deep into that argument, particularly people who may not necessarily be as glued to politics as you and I are. So, you know, it's certainly a loss in the short term for everybody involved, but ultimately this could be, you know, spun very, very heavily for, you know, the benefit of Republicans if this moves forward.
Also, something else that happened as we jump from Washington quickly, and this is also a Washington thing, but it looks like that the U.S. is saying it looks like Syria is planning another chemical weapons attack. What? Where did this info come from?
Very strange, you know, statement coming from the White House late this evening, essentially saying that it looks like they could be preparing for yet another chemical strike, saying that this looks like it could be comparable to the one that we saw, I believe, in March or April, I believe, and just kind of floating that prospect. We didn't have any evidence coming from the White House. It was a very brief, you know, short statement. Apparently, some members of the defense community were caught off guard by this, according to some reports that have come out within the past couple of hours. So we don't really have much information on this. I'm not sure exactly what they're citing or, you know, what the intention of this is, except for, you know, I guess maybe putting Syria on notice. But nevertheless, this was a statement that was released tonight from the press secretary's office, and one that has certainly raised quite a few eyebrows over here in the Beltway.
Yeah, I bet. All right, Justin Duckham, as always, thanks, pal. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You heard what Justin had to say. Certainly there's some reverberation coming out of Washington. I always say it's the tsunami that waves over the rest of us. And for some reason, this is lost on way too many. Remember, it's we, the people. These are your representatives. And from what I understand, of course, healthcare has always been a tug of war. There's no doubt about that. And phone lines are blowing up all over the place as people try to dissect what it means for them. Right now, it means it's a stay, because I can't imagine there's going to be enough senators who are going to vote for it. And there is no play here. A big shout out to all of our listeners, WVNJ 1160 AM in Jersey and New York City, also WSRQ in Sarasota, Florida. Appreciate you all and all of the emails you're sending. Coming up around the bend, a 14-year-old talks cars with me. He knows way more than I do. Can't wait to introduce you next on America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and you're listening to the best of America Tonight. So what was the first edition of My Friend's Son Knows More About Cars Than I Do? Everybody who listens to America Tonight knows that I really love cars. I like to go to car shows. But I am attracted to the shiny objects, and I know nothing about the engines or anything else about the cars. In fact, a lot of our male listeners are very disappointed because they feel like I know politics, business, and sports that are usually not as much feminine or female things. So that's kind of the magnet for me, kind of the draw. I've got Donovan Cashin with me, who is going to fill in the blanks for me because he is my friend's son and knows everything that you can imagine about cars, or knows a lot, let's put it that way. So Donovan, let me ask you this question. Your mom, of course, has expensive taste, obviously, because every time I come to your house, there's a new car, some exotic car, some whatever. I think you have a Range Rover now and a Tesla. And the Tesla attracts attention, but I think a lot of people don't really understand what a Tesla is. So first of all, welcome, and what can you tell us about a Tesla?
Thank you for having me, Ms. Delaney. A Tesla, they're an electric vehicle pretty much. It's all electric. It runs on a kilowatt battery power system. All four-wheel drive cars. They're really quite amazing. In fact, you plug into your wall every night. It costs about $7 to fill it up. Never have to go to a gas station or get your oil changed ever again. It's pretty amazing.
So what if you wanted to go on a road trip with your mom, too? Because I bet she's a big road tripper person. What if you wanted to drive across across the country. How would you find those charging stations? Are they all over the place?
Luckily, Tesla's thought of that. There's something called the supercharge system, which on just about all Model S and X cars, you can go across the country. In most major locations, there is a spot where you can plug in, and it takes about 30 minutes to charge the car from zero to full. You can also socialize with other Tesla owners while you're there. They have overnight stops as well.
Did you have anything to do with the choice of the Tesla? Did you ask to get a Tesla? Anything like in it was in your background that you said, I like these Teslas and they're asking me because I like cars what we should get? Did you have any hand in this?
I had a little bit of influence in there for helping the car decision. She was originally going to go with a new minivan, but luckily we did not go down that route.
Wait a second. She was going to go with a minivan that probably cost a lot less than a Tesla, and then she went toward the Tesla. So what was your influence? You must have had a lot of influence on your mother.
Well, not as much as the car driving. She took out a Model S when they first came out, and she just fell in love with the platform, and that same day we ordered a Tesla, and 2 years later, here we are.
Wow. Okay, so you like the Tesla. I've ridden in it. I have another friend that has a Tesla, believe it or not. You and I were talking off the air about that, and it turns out it's the same Tesla, which I can hardly believe. And the thing that I like about it, as somebody who doesn't know much about the car, is that it rides really smooth. It's really, really quiet. What do you really, really like about it the best?
It has massive amounts of power. That's one of my favorite things because I'm a kid and I love stuff that goes fast. The car, to its electric motor, produces almost 700 horsepower, which is rivaling some of the fastest cars in the world, from Ferrari to Lamborghini. Also, the instant torque on the car, since there is no drivetrain loss, you can go immediately and all the torque is there instead of having a buildup, which makes the cars a lot faster than most.
Yeah. When your mom pulls up to pick you up at school or take you somewhere, do people ask you about the car?
Surprisingly not, unless the back door's open. The car from the outside, most people won't really know what it is. It looks like another SUV, but when the back doors are actually Falcon doors, so they call it that because they're kind of gull wing style and they're double hinged. That's why they can maneuver inside parking garages and around parked cars.
Wow, very cool. All right, so I told you ahead of time there was a couple of cars that I really, really like, and one of them, I don't know why, I like Mercedes. I used to have a Mercedes a long time ago when I lived in California, and of course it broke down all the time, but I still liked it, and I like this SL450 Roadster. What can you tell me about that? Would that be a good investment for me if I end up not getting a car deal and I have to get a car?
Yeah, I've had the experience to ride in the more fast version of that. My grandmother actually owned the bit quicker version of the SL550, which surprisingly enough has a big V8 in there and was a nice two-seater. They're really nice looking cars.
So your grandmother had a Mercedes? I mean, your family, they're like car hounds. But you should start a television show, the Cash and Car Hounds or something. Right? So your grandmother had a Mercedes and drove around in that.
Yes. She, at 79, was putting around town in that in the middle of nowhere, Colorado. She used to refer to it as her new Datsun. That's what she'd tell people. Yeah, it's the new Datsun. We nicknamed her Rolling Thunder because she, whatever she wanted in the car world, she got.
Wow, how about that? All right, so another car that I like that I'm sure, I mean, as you know, my side gig is speaking, and I pass the hat if I'm going to get this car. I'm going to have some luck of the Irish going on to get a Bentley Flying Spur, but I love this car. It is not cheap, but is it worth the investment?
Yeah, these cars, the Bentley Flying Spur in particular, the big four-door model that Bentley comes out with besides the Mulsanne, it is very expensive. It is the cost of most houses. And it is all our cars put together and then some.
All right, so did you hear that, listeners of America Tonight? Call up now. It's a money bomb. Please donate to the cause. I'll get an America Tonight Bentley Flying Spur, and I'll drive around the country. But is it a good car? If you have the money and you get it, as far as the engine, is it good?
Yes, it has a W12 motor. It's kind of shared with Bugatti, which you might recognize. They make the fastest car in the world, the Veyron and Chiron. But the Flying Spur, besides being very powerful, is also very comfortable. It has over 16, I believe, hides that are put into one interior alone.
Wow. Sweet. 16 hides? Explain that.
Just about, so that's how many cow hides go in. And they're all very meticulously chosen out. They highlight the bad areas and they cut it out, all the, like, the little imperfections. A lot of car companies are starting to do this. They can, you can have any color leather you want and any exterior you would like.
Wow. If you could have any car you want, I mean, obviously the Tesla, you like it, but any car, what would be your car?
I'm a Porsche fan, personally. I'd take a Porsche 911 Turbo.
Yay!
It has a flat six motor. Pumping out over 500 horsepower. That's all I need.
So, and because you come from this car family, when you're 18, are you going to ask for one?
I would ask for one. I do not expect to receive one, though. It's a little bit out of a first driver's budget. I think I'd be more affordable to have a Honda Civic rather than a Porsche.
There you go. I'll sell you my car. When I get this Bentley Flying Spur, you can have mine. It runs great, and it looks great inside. No problem. When we talk about cars and we talk about your interest in cars, I know that you do this thing where you grab the cannolis or something and you go down and look at cars. Am I wrong about it? Is there like a cannoli car thing? What's that?
Yes. There was a special event called Cars and Cannoli, which here in Dallas, this is where we're doing this interview. There, you can, as long as you have an exotic car, you have to send for an invite to be invited to the special airstrip down in Addison, which is just on the outskirts. And almost all the exotic cars you could ever imagine, from SUVs to Ferraris, Lamborghinis, Porsches, Koenigseggs even. We had a Veyron one time. There's everything you could ever imagine. Wow. It's a dream.
Wow. And so do a lot of people go to this? I would bet it's crowded, right? A lot of different people?
Surprisingly, only the car owners can get in. Only the people that can fit in and some photographers that are let in by the thing. So it's a much more relaxed, chill event, and there aren't so many people around. It's not a big crowd show.
Wow. So do you take pictures of cars?
Yes, I do that on the side. I also buy and sell cars for dealerships around the Dallas area.
Wait a second, you buy and sell cars? Explain that.
So I have connections through, since I've been going to these car events for years and years and years, I've been able to meet people, and whenever they've tried to sell their cars, I usually go to car dealerships as well and look at their fancy cars. So I've met people on both sides, and when some person says, I want to sell their car, and a dealership is looking to buy a car, then I put the two together.
Wow, pretty impressive. Will you come back and teach us some more?
Definitely.
All right, thank you so much. This was excellent. Very good, very nice. I'm interested in the cannolis and the cars. I'm going to find a way to get myself in there. So we appreciate it. Thank you, Donovan.
Thank you for having me.
Live out on an island. Don't need anything with eyes there.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been. And my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY. Or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. You're listening to the best of America Tonight. Wow, what a guest we have for you this time on your nightly fix of Forbes. Greg, I am so excited. Ask me why.
Kate, why are you so excited?
Men never do what I tell them to do, so I appreciate that you threw me a bone. Because my pal, Donna St. Louis, is with us. She wrote this book that transformed my life, honestly. It's called The Six Kick-Ass Strategies of the Million-Dollar Entrepreneur, and she has such a fascinating story. First, she was homeless as a teenager. Then she founded, as the COO, of a $250 million tech consultancy. Unbelievable what she's done and what she continues to do. She is, as so many say, a high performance guru. What a build up. What an intro. Hey, Donna, how are you?
Guru. I like the way you say guru. Can you say guru again?
It's really guru. Yeah,
no, I do.
Nice emphasis on the G.
I do want to point out here that if you go to Donna's website, it's dawnna.com, dawnna.com. You can see her home when she was 19 years old. It is the most sad looking, broken down. So it says on her website, a Dodge called home, and I'm hoping for you that it's a big old, you know, ex-police car or something where you could actually stretch out in the back seat and sleep. But no, this is the smallest Dodge they made. It's a Dodge Omni. And it is your house. The fact that you were there at 19 and... One of the other things, Kate, I learned about Donna in reading her website is that her first speech at 25 mm-hmm. years old was to Congress.
Mm.
Yes, it was in front of a congressional committee. Can you believe? And everybody in the room was smarter than me. That's all I can tell you.
Or they thought, anyway.
Yeah, they thought they were. At the time, they may have been. It was a bunch of people from Congress and federal judges. And specifically, I was helping the Southern District of Florida requisition funds for a new courthouse. And they had tried for 5 years straight and failed. And so they were like, you do it. Like, yeah, cause that makes sense.
So how do you go from living in a Dodge Omni at 19 to addressing Congress at 25? What happened in those four... Oh, see how bad I am at math. What happened in those 6 years? Sorry about
there
that.
You go.
When it's money, I can count it, but if it's just numbers, it doesn't mean anything.
Carry the what, one. Yeah, no, I yeah. gotcha.
What happened in those 6? How did you go from homeless in a Dodge Omni to addressing Congress? What did you do?
Well, the cliff notes are that I had a couple of fantastic mentors. That first, it was a police officer that actually helped me get from out of the car to getting a job, and my first job was as a customer service rep. And then while I was a customer service rep, I found out that I hated doing the same thing over and over and over again. And even before I knew what the word meant, I knew that the things that I was doing over and over again could be automated. And I spent half of my check on this book called Excel for Professionals. I learned how to do Visual Basic.
And that's not Excel like Excelling. That's Excel, the spreadsheet software,
Excel,
right?
Excel like Microsoft Excel.
Excel, yeah. Yes. And got it.
Yeah, and I figured out how to connect Excel to a database, to a fax server using writing code. And I ended up not doing the same work over and over again because now instead of customers calling me, they could just get the information they needed. So I did. I had, like, the best solitaire score, like Las Vegas solitaire. My score was so high because I wasn't working anymore. I wrote this code and I was chilling. And then the president of the company who passed by my desk every day and saw me playing solitaire finally said, okay, what the hell? And he moved me over into IT. So I get into IT. I stay there for until the company goes out of business. And I ended up working at the U.S. District Court. While I was there, one of the things that I did was I actually taught people how to do technology because all of a sudden I was like this super technology geek. And I taught people how to do technology, and I would do presentations, and I helped create the first satellite training program for the U.S. District Court. And they said, she's a great presenter. We need to have her do this presentation for us because we're not getting anywhere.
So you're a geek who can speak.
Yeah.
I am exactly. A geek who can speak. Yes, there
yeah.
are a few of us. Yeah, there are a few of us.
So
we're coming more and more out of the closet. Yeah.
I like that. So you come out of the closet and you explode. I mean, no joke. You end up, take us fast forward for all the people listening. I think this is fascinating. As Greg started off with the small car and what happened there, you took us through Congress, so to speak. And then exactly. Then all of a sudden you have a company. You start a company,
yep.
And you sell that company. How long did it take, first of all, to get in there, start your own company, and then get to the point where you knew you could sell it for big bucks?
Well, so back at the time, that was a big dot-com boom. So when I left the district courts, I didn't leave the district courts because there wasn't security. I left the district courts because it was such a dot-com boom, and I wanted to learn everything I could about technology. And I ended up going and working for all these different types of consulting companies. So I really got a good understanding of the challenges that businesses were having. That was number one. Number one skill, understanding the challenges and issues. And then, of course, the frustrations of the individuals. Those were the number one thing I learned. And then the number two thing I learned was understanding how to convert what I was offering into a solution for their frustration.
Wow.
Those two things served me so well.
I'm really glad you brought that up because I have to confess, I'm a very selfish person, And I think the people listening are a bit selfish, too. We want to know what we can learn from you so we can become million-dollar entrepreneurs as well. What can you give us a few lessons here?
Yep, the first thing that I just said in regards to what I learned. So most of the time when people go and they talk to other companies, they are talking to, as I just said, a company. They forget that they're talking to an individual. So when they're talking to these people, what they do is they say, tell me about your challenges and issues. Here's the problem. Companies have challenges. Organizations have issues. People sitting across from you have frustrations. And if you can solve their frustration and pain point and understand that frustration leads to a fear and has an opposing desire and you sell to that, they will buy from you all the time. People don't buy on logic. They justify on logic. They buy on emotion.
Well said. And, you know, you talk about that in your book, but you also talk about what you need, as Greg is saying, what can we do? People have poor habits, right? I mentioned at the top that it's the truth. You and I are friends, and I didn't realize after I read your book, you were keeping that secret from me, but when I read your book, I realized that I needed to get off of my ass and I needed to do some work. And it was because I was wasting my relational power. And
yes.
In the six, you talk about that. Explain the six for all the people that are listening.
So in the six kick-ass strategies, there is one strategy called the daily six. What I find with most entrepreneurs is, and with most people, is that we run away from pain. So the thing that we don't like to do, we're not going to do. So whether it's income production, professional development, or relationship building, one of those things usually falls off on the wayside. So the way the six work is that you do two income production tasks per day. You do two relationship building tasks per day. And you do two professional development tasks per day. Now, these should not take you all day. Quite honestly, it takes me about 2.5 hours to get through my six. But if I do those every day, at the end of 10 weeks, I will have done 100 of each. And I can tell you specifically now where my work is working and how it's working. And my productivity is at an all-time high, and I'm not letting things go off to the wayside. I am actually producing income or doing something to move the needle forward to produce more income every day. A lot of times, entrepreneurs miss that, or they focus so much on that that they miss the other things that they need to be doing. So those are the six things you must do every day as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, if you're in sales. I have sales teams that use this.
You know, I love this idea because, you know, as I'm filtering it through my mind, I'm realizing that if I adopt this and do these six things every day, I'm not only doing the things that make me successful, but I'm also creating the discipline of doing them. You have to do them, but you also have to have the discipline of getting them done.
Well, and here's one of the most important takeaways that you can find from doing the six. If I ask, not Kate, I can't ask Kate because she does the six now, but if I ask the average person to look back at their past 10 weeks and tell me, give me specifics. What types of leads are working for you? What's your percentage of complete? What's your percentage of close on the work that you've done? What work have you done matters. They can't measure it. If you can't measure your work, you can't determine what you should start doing, stop doing, and keep doing. But if you do these six things in 10 weeks, you have a very simple measurement.
Wow.
You know exactly
you said
what
it.
To start, stop, and do, keep doing. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
I'll use Kate. Kate's a perfect example. Kate used to do 2, 2, and 2. In other words, 2 income, 2 relationship, and 2 professional development. And now she does a 1, 3, and 1, 4, and 1. Mm. She does 1 income production, 4 relationship building, and 1 professional development because her relationship building activities are so powerful that they lead to a significant amount of income production.
And she never would have known that if she hadn't done it in an organized way and kept track of the results.
Right. And that's why the 10-week point is important, because that's where we do your first measurement. And then after that, we tell you what to do differently.
Yeah. Boy, I love it. It's the 6 kick-ass strategies of the million-dollar entrepreneur, Donna St. Louis. Thanks for joining us on your nightly fix of Forbes.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I needed someone to hang my head without showing you.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and you're listening to the best of America Tonight.
He wants to make sure that people have access and that it's affordable. Coverage is obviously key, but as I've mentioned multiple times here before, when you have a card and no coverage, that's not good. It doesn't get you the care that you need, and it doesn't do so within means that you can afford. So we're going to continue to figure out a way to make that work.
Sean Spicer from the White House Daily Briefing, a card and no coverage. I say it all the time. Take out that card. Do you know what you're covered for? Do you know what you're not covered for? I think sometimes it doesn't matter. Even you work for a big company, you're surprised at what is not covered. So healthcare is being discussed massively, and the CBO numbers dump out. It's not good. 22 million at least would be uninsured. Senators, Republicans say not going there. So most likely this gets punted into August. You know, we got a little bit of a break here in Congress for the July 4th recess. I think you're going to see more of a push at the tail end of the summer and into the fall, and a lot of conversation about what can be tweaked, maybe some more town halls, but lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of conversation about health care. So it doesn't mean that it's not going to be replaced, the ACA, but it's going to take a longer amount of time, I think, than originally was thought. Speaking of punting, I have to go here because I was just reading this story out of the Salt Lake Trib about the parents of six high school students who filed a lawsuit against three schools. You know what they filed the lawsuit for? It's girls. They want to play football. And the parents are suing the Utah High School Activities Association and the superintendent's district. They say that the districts fail to provide equal treatment and benefits to girls as they do boys because the districts give boys the right and opportunity to use high school football fields, stadiums, facilities, but don't do it for the girls. They don't get the same treatment, the same benefits. Wow. So this is interesting because this could go somewhere. 100 girls played in this league called the Utah Girls Tackle Football. That's what the suit is talking about. So within a week of the league opening, 50 girls had registered. The following year, it opened 2 years ago. The following year after that, then it was 100. In 2017, 200 girls joined. So now they're being blocked. And that's the problem. They don't have the access. So the parents are furious about it. And they decided, you know what? We do have Title IX. So we're going to go after this. We do have it. And the High School Activities Association couldn't do much. They didn't do much. They said if there was sufficient interest in a female-only football league and it was sanctioned by the High School Activities Association, we wouldn't have any issue. So I think that we're going to see this really spread beyond, I could be wrong, but coming from that family of legal eagles, I'm going to say that this probably goes a little bit further, depending on what the ruling ultimately is. Isn't that interesting? And I checked around. I just did a quick check, and I didn't find, and of course, not every, imagine the districts out there, the high school districts. And I have tentacles out, feelers out, among some of the athletic people I know and directors to see how big this is in other areas. I've got to assume some areas are finding the same deal, but I don't know yet. Pretty interesting, isn't it? I think. So we kind of zig and zag in a couple of different directions as we come to a close anyway of this hour. Another big bombshell was dropped over a network and Russia. This time it was CNN. So CNN accepted the resignation of a couple of employees involved in the publication of a story that was retracted. So here's what happened. They handed in resignations because they retracted a story linking the president to Russia. The article was taken down from CNN.com on Friday after they decided they couldn't stand by the reporting. Ooh, that's bad stuff with this whole thing of fake news and everything else and gotcha journalism or whatever. So in the aftermath of the retraction of the story that was published, they just made the announcement, look, we accepted these resignations. On Thursday, investigative reporter Thomas Frank published a story involving an investigation into a Russian investment fund with possible ties to several Trump associates. Now, according to the network, they say this investigation that they did internally found that some standard editorial processes were not followed when the article was published. They cited a single unnamed source. The story reported that Congress was investigating a Russian investment fund with ties to the Trump officials. Now, it was only on the network site. It was disputed, and then, boom, it was done. It was off. Once it was determined that the normal processes weren't followed, they decided, no, we're retracting this, and we're replacing it. And what they said is that the piece didn't meet CNN's editorial standards, period. Now, I've, like, said that word five times, so what is that? And then the links were disabled. Here's what it is. It's about fact-checking. And they're saying, the network is saying it was a snafu. Give me a break. They're saying it was a snafu on a breakdown in an editorial workflow. That these types of stories, they say, usually go through several departments, including fact-checkers, journalism standards experts, and lawyers. Listen, I worked for a big station in Albuquerque, and I was as green as you could be, practically barely out of the womb of college. And because we did, and of course I was right in that mix, whether I was inexperienced or not, we did some really heavy investigative stories. And every story I wrote, unless it was some fluff kicker story, which was very rare in my case, shockingly, at the time, I would have to have the lawyers go over it. So before I could go on camera, before I could cut the video, cut the interviews, whatever, the lawyers had to look at it. There was a lawyer specifically in the, you know, in the newsroom, and he had to look at it. And then they always grilled me. Two sources, who were the sources? Boom. And even when you have that, I mean, still there could be something that happens with the story. But if you're doing what they say is their normal procedure, like we had a normal procedure, well, then at least you're covered there. So you had a unit editor that was bounced. You had the person in charge of the unit bounced. The person who wrote the story bounced. Because they say the investigative unit was told during a meeting on Monday that the retraction didn't necessarily mean the facts of the story were wrong, but that the story wasn't solid enough to publish as is. So, in a way, good for them if they're not going through the process it's supposed to be. But what's interesting, though, is the guy who wrote the story, I mean, all three of them had pretty solid reputations. One of them, the reporter, worked for USA Today and Newsday. You had the other guy who was involved in this was a New York Times Pulitzer Prize winning reporter. And then the other guy was a former executive editor of CNN Money. So it wasn't that they were green. It wasn't that they were inexperienced. It's just they didn't follow the process. And I guess CNN thought, you know what, we're not going to take any chances with this. Why were we even taking chances with this? So then it ended up in the situation where they, you know, where they had to resign. And we live in that world of, we live in the world of you got to have the check, because you know what happens. They go after your content, and if you can't prove it and you don't have the backup, then you're in trouble. And already CNN is under such fire anyway. Thanks to you, and that guy that's so tall standing in the back for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.